Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly announces a deal worth up to $202 million for Engage Biologics and its preclinical non-viral DNA delivery platform. Two significant deals including Bristol Myers Squibb's enterprise-wide agreement to deploy Claude across its global operations, and Incyte's expanded molecular AI collaboration with Genesis, and FDA grants two new early-stage breast cancer indications to Enhertu, marking trastuzumab deruxtecan's entry into the curative intent setting for the first time. Eli Lilly has completed its acquisition of Engage Biologics, a San Carlos, California-based preclinical biotechnology company developing a novel non-viral DNA delivery system called the Tethosome platform, for up to $202 million in cash, comprising an upfront payment and additional milestone contingent payments. The Tethosome platform uses lipid nanoparticle and mRNA technologies to deliver DNA to human tissues with the goal of improving durability and tolerability over existing viral vector approaches. And the deal gives Lilly a scalable platform-level capability. It can integrate directly with its internal genetic medicines discovery, manufacturing, and clinical execution infrastructure. Two significant pharmaceutical AI collaborations announced today signal an accelerating industry shift toward deeply integrated agentic deployments. Bristol Myers Squibb has entered a strategic agreement with Anthropic to deploy Claude as the shared intelligence platform across its global operations, giving more than 30,000 employees access. The deployment focuses on three priority areas: accelerating engineering with Claude Code across data science and software development teams, embedding agents into drug development workflows to automate trial documentation and regulatory submissions, and connecting Claude to decades of BMS institutional knowledge across its scientific, clinical, and commercial systems. Separately, Incyte has expanded its strategic collaboration with Genesis Molecular AI in a deal providing $120 million in upfront consideration, $80 million in cash and $40 million in equity, plus recurring research funding and milestone payments, potentially exceeding $1 billion across five initial targets. Finally, FDA has approved Enhertu for two separate indications in adults with HER2-positive early-stage breast cancer, marking the first approvals for the antibody-drug conjugate in the curative intent setting after its rapid expansion across HER2-positive, HER2-low, and HER2-ultra-low metastatic disease. The first indication covers neoadjuvant treatment of stage 2 or 3 HER2-positive breast cancer, supported by data from the Phase 3 Destiny Breast 11 trial. The second indication covers adjuvant treatment for patients with residual invasive disease following neoadjuvant therapy, supported by Destiny Breast 05 data. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.